Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Kelsey, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the show. Today's Thursday, March 31st. Kelsey, it's the end of March.
Yes,
it is. You believe it?
I can't believe it, actually.
We just had New Year's yesterday.
I know. I'm like, I wanted to slow down. It's going too fast.
I know. First quarter is over.
Yeah, wow. That's a bizarre thought.
It is, right?
Yeah.
Wow. Time just flies, man. And if it flies faster for you, it means you're older. So
I know.
Relax.
I know. That's the worst part.
It just runs faster as you get older. Yeah. But, thank you for joining us this morning, folks. We have a beautiful guest waiting in the wing here, so we'll get to her in just a moment. And so, Kelsey, how's it going?
It's good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You feeling good?
No, I'm feeling like crap.
Okay. Well, you sound good. You're pretending very
Thank
well.
Thank you. So yeah, good. Yeah. It's, it's not anything ear, nose, and throat. So that part feels okay. But yeah, I have a bladder infection. So
oh, wow.
I'm waiting to get antibiotics right after this, going straight to the pharmacy.
Wow.
I know.
That's pretty bad. I mean, how long do these things usually last if you take antibiotics? What, like a few days?
You know, it just depends.
Yeah?
They're usually really responsive to antibiotics. Mm-hmm. But... You know, sometimes just depending on like what bacteria you have.
Oh, wow.
Like, I'm not a doctor.
Like a few days of pain, right?
Yeah. Wow. Like, I'm not a doctor, obviously, but yeah, like different different antibiotics work for different strains of bacteria, obviously.
Right.
So,
wow.
You know.
Oh, yeah. The pleasure of being a woman, let me tell you.
I know.
It's tough being a woman, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, you get all these things to take care of that can go wrong.
Right.
My God.
Yeah, it's so true. There's lots. More chance for that.
Men have life so easy, you know? I mean, we don't need a lot.
Right. That's so true. Yeah. It is a lot easier.
Yeah. Give us some food and some women and we're happy.
Yeah.
And beer.
Yeah, beer.
Right?
Beer is good. Yeah.
And rock and roll.
Yeah. There you go.
That's the formula. I don't know. But in the 70s, we lived by those rules. I mean, it was definitely sex, drugs, and rock and roll.
Yeah. I should have lived back then. Time.
I know. Let me tell you. But it's funny because, the world has become more conservative sexually, where you would think it would become more liberal about it.
Yeah.
Because we had like a sexual revolution in the 60s.
I know. 70s, it's kind of bizarre.
Right? So we're back to like being conservative and everything. I mean, in many countries, they show boobs on TV all the time. And
oh,
here,
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and here we're
Europe
just like,
is much more liberal about that
right?
than we are.
Yeah, I know. And the Japanese are crazy altogether. I mean, they do all kinds of things.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but yeah, we're conservative here. I mean, we're a pretty religious country, I think, you know.
I would say, comparatively speaking, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's why, you know, when people say, well, why do we have the In God We Trust? Well, you know what? This country was founded on Christian values too, you know.
Yeah,
that's one of those things. I mean, yes, they give us freedom of religion, but most of the people that came out here were Christians.
Oh,
you
of
know?
Course, yeah.
So, so that's why the holidays here are Christian holidays and everything. So, so I think that has a lot of influence on our behavior, you know, and views towards nudity and sex and stuff. You
right?
Know?
But yeah, it is different to go to a different country and visit a beach or something, and everybody's topless, and you're like,
oh, I know, God. Right?
You're like, are they all going to get arrested at once? Like,
yeah, or maybe I'm the fool here.
I know.
I'm not
I know.
Getting it. Wow, that's funny. But yeah, I mean, these places, like, you'll have men in Speedos and stuff, you know, it's like,
some
they don't care.
That would do well not to wear
right,
Speedos.
Yeah,
oh
with
God.
Those bellies.
Like, oh, gosh, get some swim trunks.
I know. I was thinking the other day of how today Speedos are considered ridiculous, but when I was a kid, they were, like, the hottest thing.
No way.
Yeah, because they were, like, sporty, you know?
Mm.
Before that, we had kind of, like swimsuits that are of the same material, but they were more, like, like underwear.
Sure.
Okay, but then the Speedo came in and it was a lot briefer, mm-hmm. you know, right? Mm-hmm. So so everybody thought it was like the hottest thing
yeah.
when I was a kid. But that was the 70s, you know, so things have changed quite a bit. But yeah. you're right, some men should never wear them. In fact, most men should not wear them except swimmers with great bodies and right. everything, you know?
I agree.
Yeah. So let's see, what else is going on? So,
oh my gosh, Trump making news again. I mean, I know he's like a broken record, but can you believe yeah. what he said?
No, you got to tell me because I only heard bits and pieces. Tell me what happened.
Yeah, so he said in an interview that women who have abortions should be punished.
Yes, right? So that's yes. what he said. I mean, what the hell is that about?
I don't know.
But I understood that he changed his mind or something? He afterwards or something?
Oh, of course he's going to backpedal. I right. mean, that's like the most insane thing to ever say.
Isn't it?
And not only insane, but just sexist as they come.
Right.
I mean, I don't yeah. know about you, but the vast majority of my friends who have ever had an abortion, the person pushing for that was primarily the father.
The guy,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, so wow. let's punish him. Mm-hmm. Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, I know.
So,
look, I mean, look, there's a lot of abuse of abortion. You know, women that use it as birth control, you
okay,
know.
Okay, that is bad. I'm not advocating that. Yeah.
Right, but still, I mean, you don't go in and penalize people for doing things like that.
No.
You know? So that's ridiculous what he's saying, you know. Most of the things he says you can't even enforce if you wanted to anyway, right?
Right. Yeah. It's bizarre.
So I don't know. At this point, I don't know who's still following him. I mean, apparently a lot of people, but I think it's all clandestine. I don't think it's like people don't admit that they support Trump. Not
yeah,
many
well,
people
it's
do.
It's kind of crazy, and it's a bad thing for the Republican Party because he's really so unelectable, in my opinion.
Right.
Now, I might be proven completely wrong, and he might be sitting in the White House with right. major gold columns.
Yeah, and it'll be you and millions of others wondering how the hell did that happen.
Exactly, right? But from what I can tell, I mean, he just seems so unelectable to me. And the Republican right. Party seems to think that as well.
Right.
And so many people I know who are, you know, diehard Republicans are going to vote for a Democrat, which is just crazy.
I know.
I'm telling
know.
You.
I'm
in my
starting
home
to consider that because yeah. you want to vote against Trump.
Yeah. And I mean, yeah. in my hometown, I was telling you a few weeks ago, when you vote, it's like Republican or Democrat. And everybody says Republican. Like,
right.
I swear everything would stop if one person said Democrat. Everyone would look and be like,
yeah, who
excuse
the hell are you?
Me. But this might be a very exceptional case.
Wow.
You know?
Yeah. I know. He's really polarized the country. I mean, one, you know, he's definitely, I mean, I thought Obama polarized the country, but Trump has taken the trophy on that one.
Yeah.
You know, nobody even compares to what he does. I mean,
no.
and what he says. And yeah, it's hard to imagine the country being run by him for 4 years.
Yeah, it is.
You know, so, but I really truly think when so many people are against you, he's not going to get elected. You know,
I don't think so.
Not
I
in mean, the general elections. You
no,
know?
I don't think so.
Yeah, so we'll see. A couple more things. I wanted to. Oh, so all that 3D printing and stuff I told you about, right?
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, this is a repeating problem for me. I have a vision of things that I want to do, but the tools aren't there yet. So I'm getting frustrated, you know? It's like I'm trying to do professional things and there's only amateurish tools out there.
Right.
That's what happened to me when I started my computer animation business 25
years
ago.
Damn it, technology, catch up with Sam.
I know, it's like, what the hell? You know? So, yeah, so I get frustrated and then I give up and then I try again and I won't quit, but you know, at this point, I'm like, I've just gone crazy trying to find a good scanner
yeah.
and everything. I went and spent a lot more money than I should have. Still garbage. So
you're
it's all going
me.
Back.
Ouch.
It's all going back, yeah. And all I got to tell you is this, man. Only buy things from Amazon or places that will take a return even when you open the package. Because I was going to get a...
And Amazon takes it back, no problem.
Yes.
Nice.
Doesn't matter what it is
I've
and how much it costs.
I've heard great things about Amazon like that. Yeah. I don't order online very much, but...
Yeah. No, not only that, but the moment UPS picks up the package to deliver it back, that's when they credit you already. They mm-hmm. don't even wait for the package to get there.
Nice.
Right. So then I go on this other side. Amazon didn't have the model I wanted, so I went on the manufacturer's website. They're like, if it's opened, we can't take it back. I'm like, so this is like, I have to take a risk here on $500, and if it's no good, you're not going to take it back. I'm not going to take the risk. You're not getting my business.
Yeah.
Right? So, so I'm just not buying it. The hell with this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I take that back. I kind of am in manufacturing now, but I've never, really experienced the mass production yet. And right. So it just seems kind of crazy. I mean, can't you just repackage it?
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah. No, they can and sell it as refurbished and stuff. I mean, that's what Amazon does. But some companies don't want to deal with it. And So, I mean, some companies I don't think realize how important the return policy is, you know? And, I mean, we've had return policies like 30-day guarantee and stuff for years, for decades, mm-hmm. you know? And the thing is this, you have to do it because if you don't, you're going to be out of business. Because think about it. Let's say there's only two companies in the market, you and your competitor, right? Now, you don't take things back. He's going to offer to take things back after 30 days, who do you think is going to get all the business?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So you have to match what he does.
Yeah, of course.
And that's how it happened where everybody now is offering that. So if a company is going to tell me they won't take back their garbage product when I find out it's garbage, the hell with them. I'm not buying it.
Yeah.
So I put everything on hold. Anyway, folks, let's get to our guest now who's sitting here patiently, but she's dying to talk. And we met a few weeks ago, I guess. We have Leah Pelka in the studio. Welcome to the show, Leah.
Hi. Welcome. Thanks for having me.
Of course. And for those of you who can't see us, if you watch Modern Mail Radio, which we have here on our video channel, people probably saw you the couple times you were on the show.
For the past 3 weeks.
That's right. And so you've been helping Jared host his show and everything.
Yeah, it's been amazing.
And we met here, and she's an amazing woman. You know,
oh,
she's
thank
an amazing
you.
Person.
Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, she jumped right in trying to help me with the dating situation
and stuff like that. He's so adorable too. He's like the nicest guy ever. It was
right?
We talked for like 5 minutes after our show, had dinner, and spent like 3 hours there, and it was the most amazing conversation. It was so organic. It was like we had just spent years knowing each other, and
that's
we just
true.
Picked
that
up
was
and
true.
Left
we
all.
Went.
Oh,
with,
wow.
It was
amazing.
Yeah. We went with Jared and the three of us went to eat, and it was fun. It was a lot of fun.
It was really great. We picked up the next morning on email, and we didn't even let it go. Like, nice. We were not letting it go. We were relentless in the conversation. It was amazing. Yeah, it was
right, really
cool.
Right. Good. But I told you, by the way, this is the one I told you that put me in the friend zone immediately, right?
I friend-zoned you?
Wait a minute. Okay. No, when a woman says boyfriend, you're friend-zoning the person. And no, but that's the thing. No, I just realized, well, she's taken. So that's fine. So we're going to be great friends.
Amazing.
But I got to tell you, you're very beautiful and very attractive and everything.
Thank you.
And in another life, maybe I would have
got
a chance
more
to take you
up. Several more lives to go. I feel like I've been here 1,000,005 times.
Right?
Sometimes there's like that deja vu moment. Yeah,
right. Now, Kelsey, do you detect any Southern accent?
I
at
do.
All?
Actually.
You do,
I
right?
I'm from Texas.
I'm from Alabama. I was listening to you talking about voting, and I was like, "Listen, I just got home from Bama yesterday."
Well, she just started her accent. You see?
Yeah,
I
feel like I can now. I feel comfortable. It's usually I have to hide it and tuck it in. Now
really?
I'm like, let's untuck it and just be Southern.
I can definitely tell she's from the South. I was going to guess Alabama.
Really? So
Louisiana,
consciously, you can sort of suppress that accent?
Not consciously. I believe when I moved here, people brought it to my attention that I sounded more Southern. And for myself, I never thought I did because my mom is from Chicago. My dad's from Ohio.
Wow.
So at home, I never heard
but
those linguistics.
But you grew up in Alabama.
Right. But in my house, I never heard those linguistics. And then I guess just the culture and being around the community kind of developed it a little bit. But people say they hear it all the time here. And I'm like, listen, back home, I'm nobody. They can't hear it at all.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because they're like, hey, y'all. And it's just real twangy. But,
Yeah, that's true. Well, I like that accent. You know,
I think
it's cool and people should be who they are, you know.
I try to sport it as much as possible.
Right, yeah.
I like the Southern accent.
Look, they probably won't hire you if you go to become like a television host or something on the West
Coast. I'm okay with that.
Right.
Yeah.
But be yourself. Do other things. But it would be terrible to try and And change your the way you talk for other people. But the funny thing is, I'm thinking that's what I'm doing too.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I'm very conscious of my accent all the time, and it's been with me for 40 years.
But you sound so American now.
I know you do.
I know I do. But people always ask me, where are you from? So immediately they figure, oh, he's not from here. Yeah. And sometimes you don't want people to.
But I think everybody asks everybody that in LA.
No,
almost,
that's true. You do.
It is a bit of a melting pot here. Everyone's from somewhere else. It seems like. Right. Whenever I ask someone, I've met very few LA natives.
Isn't that true?
It's so true. So it's like this kind of like this melting pot of people, and you never know where someone's from. And
right.
I feel like you have to ask. You can assume.
Well, but you do during a conversation. It's not the first thing you would ask, but when you have an accent, that would be the first thing people ask. And sometimes it would be other people with accents too. They think you're from where they are or something, you know. Oh, where are you from? I'm like, you know, sometimes it irritates me. I'm from here.
Yeah.
No, but where are you originally from? From here.
There you go. You know? Yeah.
Shut their mouth.
They shut it down. There you go.
Yeah, exactly. They don't know what the hell they're talking about.
Yeah.
But anyway, no, it's cool. You know, I mean, it's part of the personality.
Hey,
I like
it's
this.
It's who
other
I am. You know, I
exactly.
Try
so
really
on this
hard,
show, you
it.
Can talk the way you normally
all
talk.
All right, y'all.
Okay. There you go. So, Leah, you moved from Alabama. How long ago did you move
About
here?
3 years now.
Oh, my gosh, me too.
Wow.
I love her already.
Yeah, you see?
She's adorable.
No, Kelsey's very lovable, right?
She is. Yeah. She's got this great persona. It's very Southern, though. I feel like when you meet someone from the South, in a few moments, you feel like you know them. Because
it's so
we have this ability to be able to reach out to one another, especially if you find another Southerner.
Uh-huh.
Suddenly, you feel like you have this connection. Like
this,
and so you'll spend time with them. So, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a funny
connection.
We
embrace everyone down there. We just take everyone.
We do.
In.
Yeah, we
that's
really
good.
Do.
That's good. That's the American way. You know?
Yeah, we really do.
Wow.
Absolutely.
That's very cool. I mean, they talk about Southern hospitality and everything.
It's a real thing.
Yeah.
It is.
It's real.
Wow. I'd love to go. I really haven't been to the South at all. You know, I mean, like I said, I was in Austin a couple of days, but that's not really
that's
the
not
South.
Really.
That's not really the South.
You gotta
that's like
go
saying
to
you're
New
Miami
Orleans
or Atlanta. It doesn't count.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, Alabama, you know, Mississippi, those are the places.
There's a couple states you might want to avoid.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, you get too so far true. Down in there, it's too deep.
You got
even like myself,
even
a Southerner,
for you,
I wouldn't
deep?
Go some areas. I'd be like, you know, that's too Southern for
really?
Me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, for sure. Oh,
whoa.
For sure.
There's a reason they call it the Dirty South.
That's true. Some places are legit very Southern to the point where you feel like you step back in time.
Wow.
And it's a lot. It's
really?
A lot to take in. Absolutely.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So they still have all that racism and everything going on? Is that what you talk about?
I mean, I have to be honest. I love where I'm from. I've always been from the South, and I'll very proudly say it. But yeah, I mean, absolutely. It's still there.
Wow.
It's very prevalent. That's why I moved here, is because I have two little girls. And I want them to be able to love whomever and to be with whoever they want to be with and to be themselves organically.
Yeah, well, that's good. So you realize that. And
absolutely.
Is that why you moved out here?
A few reasons. I mean, I think that I was always going against the grain. I mean, I'm atheist, so I stuck out like a sore thumb.
Really?
It was terrible. It was terrible.
Yeah, we were just talking about how religious the South is. Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, it's kind of funny because, I mean, it is. And she's right. I was listening to what she was saying. If people, like, if you deviate from Jesus or really being super red, like in Republican sense.
Right.
No one wants to talk. You're shunned. Yeah, you're wearing a scarlet letter from the rest
of
your life.
Exactly.
You're done. You're done there. So I had to move. I had no choices.
Yeah. Wow.
So you have two little girls.
I have two.
Oh,
it's
how
amazing.
Old are they?
4 and 5.
Oh, wow.
They're so amazing. I mean, we had the best time over Easter, too. You said you had a little
girl.
Easter is like the coolest because they were Easter egg hunting and it was like their life.
Isn't that
I'm not
great?
Kidding. Like they were knocked down, drag out.
Yeah.
But it was amazing to
watch.
It was so crazy.
You must have had them young. Married young.
I did. I married young. I had children young, which was by design.
Really?
I wanted to do that. Yeah, I mean, I wanted to be a young mother. I wanted to be able to enjoy things with them, to grow up, to be like a younger grandmother so I could still be cute.
Right.
The grandma.
Yeah,
you
yeah,
know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah.
I want to still be like, you're a grandma? I want people to ask it like that.
Right.
Like, yes. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, right? But keep that tone with it. Yeah, I mean, I wanted to be a younger mother because I felt like it was something where I could contribute more to them in growing up and being able to be young and fresh and kind of I've never been a partier or someone that had to go through phases. I was done with that before it even began.
Wow.
Oh, nice.
So for me, it was something where it was like I wanted to grow up because I eventually was going to get there anyway. And I had seen my friends do that partying. I was done.
Right.
Good.
Yeah. But my question is, did you feel that you, I mean, what was the motivation? Okay. So I understand. But did you feel you were going to miss out on something at that point?
No, because
you don't feel like that now either?
No, because what I had done before that was I worked for Maxim magazine and I had done parties with them. And And so I had gone out and I had watched the drinking scene, and I had to be sober because I was at work.
Sure.
And I watched people act a damn donkey.
Really?
And so I was like, I'm not going to do this, because they didn't know, because they were so drunk.
Right. Isn't that true? Like, when you're sober,
you're like,
oh. I know. And when you're drinking, you're like, oh my God, this is great.
Yeah. That's amazing.
And you have an eyelash on your cheek. Like,
it's like a mess, you know what I mean? Just like the Joker sitting in the bathroom.
And then when you have to be sober and you see other people, like, oh, I definitely do not look like that when I'm drunk.
Do you ever watch, like, have you ever had your friend's videotape or, like, take a picture and you're like, that was not me last night?
Yeah, I know.
I know, that's terrible. That's why I never get that drunk, you know? And I don't, to me, I don't like when the women I go out with get drunk, you know?
It's so unattractive.
It's unattractive. It's disgusting to me, you know?
Right.
And because it's like you're not, you know, because I think a woman should carry yourself in a certain way, you know?
Absolutely.
And I mean, I'm not trying to be sexist or anything, but I think we have gender roles, you know? And the thing is, for a woman to behave like a drunk guy, I don't think speaks a lot for her, you know?
Too, you know, it's very important to say that I don't think you're being sexist at all. You're speaking, saying that women shouldn't be like that, because you're talking to a female, two females. But I think that you would say the same thing about men.
No, yeah. I do.
So I don't
that's
think you're
true.
Sexist yeah. at all.
That's
I think
true.
That's not.
As long
I think
as you
nobody
wish.
Looks.
I think yeah. it is a sexist statement. Personally, I disagree.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I'm
so tell us why. Tell us why.
Because
she probably gets like
sorry,
that.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. You see, she gets shit faced
over in the corner
and vomits.
Lush in the corner with
I don't.
UTI. Who got drunk last night? We see. How you got that
okay
UTI.
Well that's
all
what
right.
I'm talking about vomiting.
We disagree
okay?
all the time on this show, so
that's the point of the show.
I love it, but
we disagree in fun,
respectively,
you know?
In fun, yeah. No, I mean, I personally, I don't think anybody should get like that, and I'm right. kind of on a journey myself. I've given up alcohol.
Really?
Yes.
When?
I'm not kidding. 2 weeks ago.
Wow.
It's fine. I feel great.
Welcome to sobriety.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. Wow.
I mean, I feel great. It was never like a problem right, for right. me.
Well, obviously, right. if you were able to quit like this.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's I mean, right. I never had like an alcohol problem or right. anything. But it does, I think... Personally, it makes me slightly less productive, less ambitious. Some people can be completely functioning. I mean, I have a friend who...
Yeah, but those are the alcoholics.
Right, those are functioning yeah. alcoholics.
All yeah. Right. So, you know, I just decided, hey, let's, you know, let's just give it up and see how it goes. But, yeah, I mean, I'm quite liberal socially in that sense. I mean, I think anybody should be able to, like, get all fucked up whenever they want, as long as they're not hurting anybody.
Right. And I think that maybe he was talking about on the dating front when you're out with
a
female.
Oh, of course.
When you're out with a girl, I completely
agree. What I'm trying to say,
Kelsey. It's a rite of passage. You're allowed to go out and drink during college. Girl, bye. Go ahead. Have a good time. But I think he was talking about, like, being out with a female turns them off.
And yeah, because, look, I mean, I had a woman vomit in my car.
That's a deal breaker.
That's what I mean. That's what I'm talking about,
totally
Kelsey.
That's totally different.
Yeah, I'm
different.
Not talking about just being drunk and having fun.
Like college rite of passage.
Yeah,
situation.
Or like when
yeah.
they do crazy things, like right. climb on the tables and do crazy things, and everybody looks
okay.
at them like
right,
they're
right.
crazy. You
yeah.
know? I mean, things like that. But
well,
no.
I just have sympathy because I'm crazy. So.
Yeah, okay.
Girl, I take it.
All right,
place.
I'm not going to convince
fine.
Her.
Yeah, no, but you are convincing me, though, because... Number one, I'm giving it up. And number two, like, I was never like that.
Yeah.
I mean, I was never, like, throwing up in people's cars right, right. or, yeah. you know, like, losing right. my memory all the time or anything.
You were social,
no.
having fun.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. That's fair. That's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair.
That's fine. But if you decided, if you felt it slows you down.
I do.
And you decided to quit,
yeah.
that's good for you. Yeah. I salute you for
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I felt awesome. It did slow me down. Because, you know, the next day, even though I wasn't, like, so out of commission, I would still... Everything just moved a little slower.
Right.
Right.
You
it
know,
does.
And it just,
does.
My ambition was kind of lacking, and I was just like, I'll do it tomorrow kind of attitude.
Now, I'm not saying I never drink, so I know what you're talking about, because it's like that next day you're spending the whole day drinking water.
Yeah, right.
And you're like, I don't feel like me. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So it's like you have to try it to dislike it. I'm with
yeah,
you
yeah,
on
yeah.
that. I definitely
yeah.
have drank before. Don't get me wrong. I
yeah.
know. I mean, like, I take off my clothes for a living. Let's be serious here. You know what
oh
I mean?
Oh my gosh,
like,
really? Tell me.
Well
know,
we
I
will,
you,
but let's just finish
yeah,
the drinking thing.
No, I'm saying, like, you know, it's one of those things where it's like, I'm super super liberal and I get it. But at the same time, it's like, I hated that same feeling you're talking about. Waking up the next day and you're like, I don't feel like me.
Yeah.
I need juice or something. You know, or Jesus. I don't know.
Yeah.
I need one of the days. I need a deity or something. Like, I need some sage. Someone help me.
Yeah. That's kind of why I gave it up, because I was just tough. Like, I don't like feeling like this. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I just felt like it wasn't helping me reach my potential.
How much are drinks at a bar now? Like, what, $18 for like a shot? And you're like, are you kidding me?
Yeah, well, they're really expensive a lot of money. As well. Yeah,
that's right. It's like lucrative. I'm like, I'm going to get drunk. Can you imagine cheaply.
I'm a Southern girl. If I'm ever paying for them myself, slip my wrist.
There you go. That's my girl. I'm proud of that. I can't lie.
Listen, women that look like you never should have to pay and never do pay for a drink. You don't have to. But think of a guy having to buy drinks at $18 a shot, and that's without the tip and without his drinks.
I know.
So he has to go out with $500 just to take, just to be at a bar. I mean, what the hell is
this?
When
I'm at a bar, though, and a guy's like, can I buy you a drink? I'm like, nope, but I can buy you one, so I don't owe you shit at the end of this. You know what I mean?
Wow,
like
that. Nice.
It's a really good way to get back at him, too, because then my personality comes out immediately, and they're like, can I handle this? I don't know. You know what I mean?
Wow, I love that.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a snap back real quick. It's like, nope, but I can get you one, because I'm not going to owe you anything.
Did they take you up on it, though? They probably do. It's free drink. What the hell?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah.
All right. So halfway through the show, for those of you just joining us, we're talking to Leah Pelka, and she's a friend of the station.
Hi.
You've been on a couple of shows. Well, you are on Modern Male Radio with Jared Zavstosky.
A wonderful guy.
You guys can watch that on video Thursdays at 8 right here on LA Talk Radio. And so you can see what Leah looks like. Of course, we're going to take pictures and stuff too, so you guys can check out our Facebook and always figure this out. Now, so Kelsey wants to know about, it's not necessarily me. Kelsey wants to know about taking your clothes off for a living. Okay, we need to get to that now. So, so for those of you, let's just describe Leah to you. I mean, it's kind of, I'm kind of nervous because, you know.
Okay, I will describe her. She's beautiful.
She's beautiful.
She's brunette. She's got stunning Auburn milky hair. Skin. Yeah, she's beautiful. She's like a cover girl.
I need you
girl.
Guys with me all the time.
I know, right?
Yeah. She's great for my ego. I appreciate it.
She's a cover girl for sure.
Yeah, definitely. And that's probably why she takes off her clothes. So let's hear about that. Tell us what's going on there. Now, were you doing this before you moved here? Or is this something new?
Well, I had done Maxim during college years.
What's like you Maxim? Modeled for Maxim.
Right. I did Maxim magazine. And that was just something
in bikini or what?
No. I mean, like I did mostly their parties and stuff too. They have a lot of parties. They would have bands come in. They would go to college towns. And it would be something where I was one of the girls there doing that. And then you know, I did some things for their website and whatnot. And I try to stay under the radar because, again, I'm in the South. So
Of course.
But everyone doesn't look at Maxim magazine, but they would know you were in it somehow. I don't know.
Right.
They're not looking at it, but okay.
Totally.
But wait a minute. Maxim is not a nudie magazine.
No, it's not. But I will say that I began to embrace my body as a female, taking on that role doing that. And it was something where, as a conservative, or growing up in a conservative state and conservative family, it was definitely a big step of liberation for me to
able
to go and to do that. And it doesn't seem like one, but there... I'm sure Kelsey can agree. It's one of those things where it's like, oh, she knows Maxim. She's, you know, I'm going to slap a scarlet letter on her, you know, quickly. So, So it was one of those things where it was like I kind of had a coming out party, I guess. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like I kind of embraced myself.
But I mean, for those of you who don't know what Maxim is, I mean, I haven't looked at one in years, but I remember when it came out, that and details and all that. But
No worse than Sports Illustrated. It's the same thing.
Yeah,
Sports Illustrated kind of pictures. It's like, I guess, very, not very provocative.
Like
but
suggestive,
but
you know.
It's but sexy, classy. But it's, right, but you're
right,
not showing but anything.
But you don't show anything, right?
No, not at all. No, okay. Not at all. I wouldn't be embarrassed to show my children one day.
Right. Good. So it's definitely not nudity, definitely not porn by any stretch.
No.
By any stretch. Okay. So, Maxim is a young men's magazine, and there's no nudity, but there's a lot of beautiful women in there.
Yeah, it's like great articles as well.
Yeah.
Kind of like Playboy, but not the article-wise. You know
right,
I mean?
Exactly. And so then you were doing that for a while?
I was.
Maxim. And
I had children young, so that kind of cut that off.
So did you already? Oh, no. So that was before you had kids.
Right. It was before I had children. And then, you know, I had children, and of course, it became a cretin immediately in my eyes. I was like, oh my gosh, I'm a hunchback, and they're dumb. I've changed so much. You know what I mean?
Oh my gosh.
It wasn't the truth, but I had them back to back, and my body definitely did change. Mm. And so, I think I had this moment where I was like, I can no longer do Maxim, and I need to be okay with that. Because I think guys go through this too. It's like a midlife crisis situation. Women go through that after they have children. They have like a pre-life crisis, if you will.
Yeah.
And that makes sense. That's true.
You know, you change dramatically and you realize really you're not the same girl you used to be. And instead of getting upset about it, I embraced it and said, I can do something different that's the same and similar to what I was doing and still be able to make art or, you know, be somebody where I could display my body in a way that was positive and gave positive body image to younger women, because I really feel like during the sexual revolution you're talking about earlier, we have a retrograde of that, and it's really sad. We had this great push during the 70s.
I know, and now it's like back.
And it's like plateaued, right? And so it's one of those things where it's like, I feel like, you know, again, growing up with two little girls, everyone's like, what do you think your girls are going to think? I'm like, I think they're going to think that they're proud of me
for
supplying them with a great life. And then not only that, but being someone who is not afraid to say, you know, women are beautiful and here's how to be beautiful in a positive way without overextending yourself and becoming ashamed of what you've done. Do you know what I mean?
Right, yes. So what did you decide to do about that?
So, but right before I turned 30, which was a few months ago, I did a couple pictures with a guy, and they were supposed to be just part of a birthday present, and it's up for Ben, like, right? And so
For your boyfriend?
Sure.
How fun.
Right. I mean, like, listen, I'm a big believer in no one can take your man, you can only give him away. You
know what
I
mean? Isn't that true?
It's one of those things where it's like, if you keep your relationship interesting and you do things like that, it really kind of creates this whole allure that the honeymoon phase doesn't end.
Right.
And it may, but I feel like if you keep certain things alive, it won't. So I had done this shoot and I was fully naked, but I covered myself by bending my legs and pulling my arms.
Sure, yes, like strategically placed.
Right, and nothing was ever, like no bunny crack, no nipples, and no booty crack was ever shown. Yeah. It was all from the side and suggestive. And I decided, this is beautiful, it's art. And so I posted on Instagram with like 1,000,005 hashtags, right?
Oh my God, it went crazy, didn't it?
It did. Yeah. Ah, there's things where,
I knew it.
It was one of those things where it was like, I put this whole paragraph with it and everything else, and I was like,
you were saying all these beautiful things, and all your Alabama friends were like, I can't believe you.
Yeah. Jesus, and everybody else pulling
Jesus
out
is the, weeping right now.
Yeah. Oh my God.
And everybody else pulling out their penises and stuff and checking out the picture. Hello. Yeah, how many of those, right? So there you go. They don't care about the hashtags. They just care about, wow, look at that beautiful woman.
But I got this call from
how many France. Likes did you get on it?
It wasn't a whole lot. That one actually got taken down pretty quickly.
They took it down?
They took it down.
Wow.
I think someone reported it, but it didn't have anything that was shown.
Right.
So I put it right back up. So it wasn't a big deal.
And that's the thing I want to mention. And a lot of people don't know the distinction between nudity and sex. It's two different things. You know,
right.
I think nudity is something that you're naked.
Right.
But sex is something you do.
I'm finding you on Instagram
now. I'm going to show you the picture right now.
What's your Instagram, though?
It's Leah Pelka.
But the thing is that when you see someone naked, it's not sex. And there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, look, you look at your kids naked. Does that mean that it's sex? No. You know, so, okay, well, I'm talking to myself.
Oh, that's beautiful.
You're not talking to yourself at all.
Yeah,
so that's the picture.
She's showing us
you.
The picture of her being nude. And definitely you don't see anything, but you see a lot of skin, but no private parts or anything. And so you had that picture taken and you decided I want to do more of this?
Right. Well, no, I actually got, what happened was I got a phone call. From France.
What?
And I was like, who is this? And it was a magazine. And they were like, look, we want to publish you. We love your work.
Oh my God, how fun.
So then an artist drew me in that exact attitude, in that exact pose. And it went up in France. Now it's up in France. And
is it a painting or a drawing or something?
I'm going to show you that one right now as well. Okay. Here it is. And so it's just the exact picture replicated in like these pin dots.
Right.
And wow, it's really kind of cool. And they redid it. And,
that's beautiful.
And then I had people reposting it and doing things like on these implied magazines and stuff. And it was just one of those things where I was like, wow, I now have a career, dude.
Yeah, there's an interest.
Who knew?
Who knew? Who knew? She still got it. You know what I mean? So it was like, it was one of those things where I really believe, and this is something that I'm speaking to mothers on this one, when you consign yourself to giving up and feeling like you're gross or anything else, it's just not true. It's not true. Your body's going to change. Accept it. And learn to work those areas and those flaws the way that you can make it yeah. make it positive for yourself.
The thing is, I think if you let it go, though, then it does get to be gross and stuff. You know, yeah. you got to do something about it. You right. can't just say, well, the pregnancy changed me, and now I'm just going to stay like this and not do anything about it. Because,
for sure.
You know, let's face it, okay? I mean, I know women say this, like, be proud of how you look and be confident and everything. Okay, that's fine. But there's a difference between overweight and overweight, okay? I mean, what I'm saying is...
No, there's no difference between overweight and overweight.
Okay,
that's the exact same thing.
Or obese. Okay.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay. Like, what I'm trying to say is that curvy is beautiful.
Right, sure.
You know? And like the woman that was...
Sports Illustrated.
Sports Illustrated, yeah. they were talking about
Ashley
and everything,
Graham.
Right?
She's gorgeous.
Exactly.
Yeah, she is
you
beautiful.
See, that's the thing. She yes. takes care of herself. It
Absolutely.
Doesn't matter. She just has a big frame and,
right.
you
like
know...
Like a Kim Kardashian curvy body, like a pear shape, and she rocks it.
Exactly.
It right.
You know? But if you look at someone like, I don't know, who do we know that's like... out of shape.
I'm
totally like shapeless, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, you don't even see them in the public eye because people don't want to see that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But you look at someone obese and they're naked, then it's pretty gross. You can't compare that to her.
I feel like,
you know what
I feel
I'm saying? So you can't be proud of your body if you don't take care of it and it looks like shit. I don't know. That's just my opinion. You know?
Yeah. I would agree with that because I've known some friends, even my own mother had a really hard time losing weight after her pregnancy. So my sister and I were hyper vigilant on it.
Right.
So we made sure we kind of snapped back, and that was something that was very important to us. I mean,
right.
it,
but
sounds,
you see,
sounds trivial.
I'm not even talking about like the weight and stuff. I don't think, I mean, the weight is part of the deal with pregnancy. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's no going around it. I understand that. But it's the... you know, you get like, you have scars and things like that, you know, or like a really saggy belly and stuff, you know, like my ex-wife had a tummy tuck because she didn't like it at all. It took all her confidence away. So what I'm saying is some things you should really take care of to help you feel more confident.
Sure.
But yeah, don't be if you're ashamed of your body, do something about it. But don't be at a point where you're ashamed of your body and...
Let it go
you know,
out of control
yeah,
to where
just,
you're... It's
and you're just complaining about it.
Yeah, it's dictating your life. That's really... Because I watched my mom go through that. She required bariatric surgery to fix her problem.
Wow.
She was talking about her baby weight. I was like, Mom, I'm 19. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Like, I'm your last child and
that's
I'm almost
hilarious.
20, so that's no longer...
I'm still losing this baby weight.
Yeah, I'm like, girl, bye. I'm about to have a baby. What do you mean? Like, get your life together.
Still losing the baby.
Yeah, she was... Yeah, but she actually had it and she looks great now and... you know, my sister and I are hyper vigilant on making sure that we, you know, we got back to where we wanted to be because we knew the genetics were there for that to happen.
Right. Does your sister have kids too, I assume?
She has two boys, right behind where I had the girl. So I'm actually the younger sister and she's the older sister and I had them before she.
Oh, really?
Which is really cool, right?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, interesting. Gosh. So you decided to do what now? So what is that? So you're going to start posing now for what? For magazines? For,
overseas.
I don't know.
Overseas. You were talking about it earlier.
Overseas?
Yeah. You know, here there's not a huge market for anyone who's had children or has, you know what I mean? Like there's just, it's always like the Sports Illustrated, Playboy.
So they look for the really skinny, perfect bodies.
Right,
here.
Which is super unrealistic. I mean,
but do you think everybody's like that? No, but you're saying there's not a big market.
Right. I'm saying that like it's slower to coming here. Like Kim Kardashian, unfortunately, is making it happen. Like she's making fetch happen. I mean, like as much as we want to be like whatever your opinion is on her, but Jennifer Lopez and Kim Kardashian, those body types are making that happen. They're becoming more popular. But right now, like the nude fine art magazines are not here. They're just not really here.
That's so true. Yeah.
So
you're gonna like fly overseas and do your thing?
No, I'm actually. They have photographers here. So I get to be remote and do these things, and which is wonderful. I've been working on my body more because I felt like maybe I could do a couple more tweaks. I've been doing that and working and being, you know, again, vigilant on making sure that I feel comfortable.
Right.
But yeah.
And it becomes your profession now. You want to work at it, you
I
know?
Do.
And
I do.
That's
I
the
enjoy
thing.
It.
I mean, look at many actors that lose weight or really have to get ripped for their parts and stuff. You know, when it's your work and you have a good motivation to do it, you do it.
Right? Do you know one person that's like that I'm impressed by is The Rock. He's like totally reinvented himself. He's become huge.
Yeah,
have you
crazy.
Seen that?
Uh-huh.
Like, he takes his body very seriously. His diet is ridiculous. He eats like 50 pounds of cod. I'm like, are a beast.
Yeah,
like,
he's insane.
Yeah.
And he's in his probably 50s by now, right?
I don't know. I mean,
something like that.
I really don't know, because he looks ageless. He's like,
yeah, that's true.
He's like Jennifer Lopez. He doesn't get old. It's weird.
Right, I know.
It's weird. She's like, so perfect.
Even Sylvester Stallone is like that, right? I mean, he's done like a million movies, Sylvester Stallone, and you still perceive him as a strong guy that can beat up everybody, you know?
He's still Rocky.
He's still Rocky. 60s, 70s. I don't know how old he is, but yeah. So cool. So you're going to be in magazines mostly? How is that going to be distributed?
Yeah, there'll be magazines over there. And then most people take the pictures that I do and recreate art, and they'll go up in galleries. So that's the way it
works. That'll be
fun. Yeah, as people will bid on the pictures that I do.
Right.
And then they'll buy the prints, and then they'll have like a 360 print where they can see it all the way around. And then they'll make either a mold or sculpture. So that's kind of what's happening on Instagram too, is I'll post a picture. Someone will tag me in it, and they'll do a drawing, and I'll just repost it and get that artist another platform. So it's art recycling in a way.
Yeah, that's true. Now, is it always going to be such, conservative pictures, or are you going to show boobs, things like that, if you have to?
I have a couple where I'm like, you know, I'm holding and I'm covering nipples, but I will never do anything that where I have to look at my children one day and be like, because that for me, that's like
full frontal, you wouldn't do.
Right, no, like, right, that's
but
like
boobs,
not my,
I'm wondering if you'd show boobs.
I don't have any, so I don't know. That, like, you know, like, no, I have a lot of booty. Like, I have a lot of booty. No, like, I have on a bra right now. It's a lie. This is a lie up top right now. I'll be honest with you.
Do you want me to judge for myself?
I can show you the picture. It's like, it's hilarious, the picture I have.
I don't want to see a picture. You're
no,
hearing,
it's not a picture of my
but
boobs,
you're here
but like,
in
look,
person.
I have to push it down to make it look like I have them.
You're here in person.
So, like, that's as far as I'll go.
You look great.
Thank
you. Relax. You do so conscious.
Love it. That's as much as I'll go boob-wise.
Yeah.
Me and my
Okay, good. So,
lack thereof.
So this is good. So you really focus on the art part of it, and
you set
certain boundaries as well.
Absolutely, and that's the good part of it, is that, you know, like, people here are very pushy. They're very pushy. Give us more. Give us more. And in Europe, they're like, you know, do what you want. Be free. Do what you know. And I love that. I mean, they're so amazing. They're just like, do whatever feels natural, baby. You look great. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know what accent that was. I feel like that was like the ambiguous European accent.
Yeah, that was like a German, French, and Spanish.
Also, Ben is German. He'll be so proud that I did that. I always do his mom's accent. I mean, never do Steffi's accent. I didn't do it, Steffi, I promise. But I always do his mom's accent, and she's very German.
Really?
And so, yeah, all the time.
Yeah, maybe where you picked it up then.
Absolutely. Yeah. He speaks fluent German, so.
Yeah?
He does.
Cool. So, now, when you had your kids, were you married? I mean,
Yes.
Okay, so you were married at the time. How old were you when you got married? 23 or something?
I was 20. I was a baby, and he was 35.
And you decided to start that early, huh? Mm-hmm. Wow.
I did. Again, I mean, I wasn't, you know, it wasn't something where I wanted to, I had planned it that way, but he was 35, and so I realized we needed to get a move on things.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay, you were 20. He was 15 years older than you. Mm-hmm. And you decided, okay, I'm going to get married.
Uh-huh.
And he's got this 20-year-old, and he can't believe his luck. Right?
We actually knew each other because he was our town mortician. So he had seen me at like
mortician?
Funeral. Yeah, he's a creature.
That's hilarious.
So, yeah. I mean, how does a 35-year-old pick up a 20-year-old? I mean,
my grandmother passed away.
Yeah.
So I saw him, and I had always wanted to go into mortuary science because it was something that I was fascinated in and really enjoy. I love science. I think it's super exciting. And of course, you know, the death aspect is always, not that it's intriguing, but it's something that we don't know anything about.
Right.
So it's like you kind of like
it
everyone.
It is intriguing.
Yeah,
I
it's
think.
Macabre.
Yeah.
It's like there's several shows on death just because it's, we don't really know that much about
We're
it.
We're fascinated
so
with
right.
it. Yeah.
And I want to know the hows and the whys of what worked and why, what happened and how they die. And so for me, it was something where I was like, I interned with him, and then he was my boss, and then...
And then what, he made move on you, or what?
Kind of, yeah.
Wow.
Kind of.
I mean, how do people have the balls to do this, man? I would die.
I don't know. I mean, it's a small company, and he's like, I'm not going to get, you know, like,
no.
I run this. I'm
yeah,
good.
No, that's not about, it's not about the company, but the fact that a 20-year-old is a little girl, Okay, I don't care what you say.
No, I have 20 two kids, so I agree.
Okay, a 20-year-old is a little girl.
I would die if my girls got married then.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I would die. Especially to someone much older.
God, I would die.
Yeah.
My mom was super like, ugh,
so she was, yeah, it was hard for them to accept, was it?
You know, my dad and my mom were pretty okay with it. I eloped and my dad was heartbroken.
Yeah.
Because he was, because he, I was daddy's girl.
Yeah, and he wanted to have a wedding.
I wasn't his favorite, but I was his favorite.
Right.
Yeah. So,
but you're like you said, you're the one against the grain.
Right. Yeah. And I just kind of thought, I was like, daddy, I don't want you to spend this much money on a wedding. There's no reason. I'm probably going to divorce him anyway. It happened. I mean, I was joking then, but it actually went down.
And then and that shows you it's such a waste of money to spend really so much money on weddings.
We had a little wedding here in LA. It was very small. You know, it was me and two other people that I actually went to mortuary school with.
Oh my God. That's hilarious.
Super crazy. And, you know, and it was nice. We had that happen, but then you know I wore a dress and everything, but it was $2,500 in and out with the dress, the cake, and everything. We went next door. It was St. Patrick's Day. We had green beer and a hamburger. It was super easy.
Yeah. Wow.
In and out, like,
yeah,
nice. Any other way. Yeah, absolutely. Nice.
So did you get divorced when you moved to LA? Or
we just finished the process.
Oh, it takes forever, right?
No, it took about a year to get everything done back home because it's like the wheels move slowly, but we had been in the process for several years, and then we got around to filing when around the time I met Ben. I was like, look, I need to move on,
exactly.
So I was just trying to be like, it was much easier for us to co-parent that way without an agreement and everything else, and he moved home.
But did you both move here from Alabama? Or
I moved out here because I wanted to further my career.
No, you moved, but he stayed back.
Well, no, he followed. That's the thing. I moved first, and I kind of established us and got us set up here, and then he moved out and he quit his job, and I was actually the sole provider for a minute.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
And that's when, is this when the problem started for you?
No, or they started the day we got married.
Really?
Really.
Yeah. Wow. I mean, you know, it was one of those things where it was like I was too young to realize a few factors had to match up, like socioeconomical needs to match up. Religious views need to match up, and probably political views need to match up. And then, like, you know, the one thing that you really roll dice on is having children, the way you parent. And our views were so different.
Really?
He's a great father, don't get me wrong. We just grew up very differently, so those factors influence the way he parents and the way that I parent. Yeah.
And look, and face it, you're two different generations, too. I don't care what you say. 35, 35 yes. and 20. You know, like I said, look, if you're 30 and you're with a 45-year-old, that's not a big deal. But a 20-year-old, you know, a 35-year-old is already like established. He can be a father.
I don't know.
And all this stuff at 20
years
old. I know,
because this is actually what got us in trouble was I was providing.
You're
I was
kidding.
The one.
Wow. What were you doing? Like,
no, I mean, I was working through school. I mean, like with Maxim, I worked for a while, and then I actually had a job here. So I was taking care of us. No, I mean, that's what was
and
the
this
problem
was, the
was
mortician?
Is I was hoping. Yeah, yeah, I was hoping it would be like that, but it wasn't the case. So it was like, I was way more mature than he was, which is not to say, but he's, you know, he's gotten it together and had some things happen now. He's doing better. But, you know, for a while, it took a minute to focus him. And so it was very difficult for me. I think that should be the case and what you would think would happen, what I thought was happening as well.
Right.
It wasn't what went down, though, which is what was sad.
Wow. And then your current boyfriend you met here?
I did. He was my friend's contractor. I did. It was so cute. She called me. She's like, can you let my contractor in? I was like, can I date your contractor?
Really?
Like,
he's hot.
I mean, he was just, you know what? Like, here's the thing. He wasn't like Channing Tatum, but to me, he was. When I met him, like, I sat down and I cooked for him immediately.
You're
like,
kidding.
I was like, you've been outside for a minute. Aaron forgot to unlock the door for you. Let me feed you real quick. I was like, I can whip up some eggs, no problem. You know what I mean? He was like, that would be really great. So I did. And then we kind of talked, and just like you and I, we took it somewhere else right after. You know, we went somewhere to eat. And then we haven't left each other since. He pretty much moved in almost immediately.
Yeah.
Very cool. Well, you're very fortunate. Your kids love him. Do they like him a lot?
Listen, he loves them. And we were talking and he was like, you know, if we don't have kids, I'm fine with that.
Which is incredible
for a man.
It really is incredible.
It really is.
It really is incredible.
Makes me want to have a kid with him.
I mean, right? Yeah.
I mean,
because for me, it's like, it's hard for me to fathom being with a woman that has kids from somebody else. But I think that's a man's view, right?
Well,
it's like sort of like the alpha male type of thing, you know, whereas like, I'm not going to raise your kids, man, you know?
Right, but to each their own. I think that Ben came in and he's a year younger than I am, so I went the opposite direction this time. I'm a cougar, yay! I'm cougan. So, and so, you know, he's so understanding is so amazing. He's a totally different person. And you know what I did that I feel like most women do? I found a guy like my father.
Mm. Yeah.
And that's so important. He's the most loving and appreciative and wonderful man. You know, when I came home last night, he was at the airport waiting to pick me up. And, you know, he's the kind of guy who'll bring you something to drink because he's considerate. And he carries your bags for you. And he, you know, like when I came, I was so excited to see him. I ran to him and I jumped on him like it was, we were in a movie. And I mean, it's just, we have that kind of relationship still a year and a half later.
Wow.
You're very fortunate.
I am.
Leah Pelka, tell people where they can find you.
On Instagram at Leah Pelka. It's L-E-A-H-P-E-L-K-A.
And that's it. Instagram is the only way to go.
For now.
Because, yeah.
For now.
That's
for
the thing. You see, I asked her, I said, do you have a website? But she said no. And I'm asking myself, it's not like it used to be. It used to be where everybody had to have a website.
Well, this all just happened
but
in January.
But now with social media, you don't need websites.
Yeah, this all just people happened in January, so I'm trying to figure everything out as I go.
Yeah.
I'm trying to kind of add things in, figure out how I want to platform.
What do you mean, what happened in January?
All this, these picture stuff and everything else just kind of happened a few months ago. So it's like I'm kind of just now navigating everything and getting to it. So for right now, find me there.
Well, we wish you much success with that, Leah.
Thank you so much.
I know
thanks
you're
going to
do very well. Maybe you'll be a big star in Europe like David Hasselhoff.
I would love that. Yeah. I would love that. It would be nice to be popular over there and be quiet here and go to Starbucks with no issue. Yeah, absolutely.
Awesome. Well, today we learned a message of confidence in your own body. Get married young, I guess.
If you want, find the right one like your daddy.
Exactly. Yeah, I hope so. Well,
absolutely.
Yeah, I don't know if I want my daughter to find someone like me. But
you're a great guy, Sam. I'm going to endorse it and tell your girls absolutely find someone like your daddy. He's
thank
a great
you.
Guy.
Yeah. And I got to tell you that I'm proud to be a friend.
Thank you so much. I'm so glad to have met.
Yeah, I told Kelsey, I said it's a friend zone, but it's a nice friend zone.
You know, Ben's probably listening going, who is this Sam? Yeah,
Well, let me tell you, you know, just because you're taken doesn't mean that you stop being attractive to other men. You know what
you.
I'm saying?
That's so sweet, though. No, I hope that I am, because that's the allure that I have to have for my job.
Yeah, you are. You
I need that edge. That.
No, you project it. You have the inner beauty and the outer beauty.
Thank you
have
so
the
much,
confidence
that's
and everything.
That's a quality endorsement.
And no, absolutely. We'll endorse you anytime. And you. Welcome back on the show anytime, okay?
Thank you for having me.
We'll
have
a lot of
time.
Stuff to talk about always. You can even be a regular if you want,
woo!
Once a month, whenever you want.
That would be nice. I love it.
Anytime. Okay, so everybody go check her out on Instagram. Leah Pelka, spell it again for people.
It's on Twitter and Instagram, and it's Leah Pelka, L-E-A-H. P-E-L-K-A.
Yeah, I can see
you there.
Instagram is melting down right now.
It's so annoying.
All right, everyone. Thank you all for listening.
Thanks.
Leah, thank
thanks
you for joining us. Kelsey, feel better, please. And we'll see everybody tomorrow.
Bye-bye, guys.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Kelsey, only on LA Talk Radio.